Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 414, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Travel is on, not only on the roads, but in the skies. As of right now, Pensacola International is not reporting any difficulties. We will keep you posted if we're starting to see some of those delays materialize today, but that's just not the case. AAA's preparing for that. Of course, the whole entire travel period during Thanksgiving, beginning 6 p.m. tonight, through 6 a.m. on Monday. It is their free tow-to-go program. They will be offering impaired drivers and vehicles a safe way to get to their ultimate destination. We will be talking about tow-to-go and, of course, AAA. And we'll be checking in with different locations across the country in terms of what's going on out there. You know, over 80 million people traveling this Thanksgiving. Most of them are driving, including Fox Business reporter's Jeff Flock. He's behind the wheel this afternoon on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
We talk a lot about inflation and the impact of it, but I tell you, it's not really having a huge impact in reducing the number of people traveling. The good news on the roads is that if you have to put gas in your car, which most people, not everybody these days, but most people do, 307 is the average gallon of regular. That's a little up in the last week, but a lot less than it was a month ago or a year ago. And if you compare this year with the pandemic, the forecast is for driving to be up about 2%, flying up 10%, buses, trains, and crews, that's up almost 20%.
You know, he's quoting Austin, and good afternoon. We were running late today because Channel 3 ran late.
Yeah.
But I did want to add that on there about, you know, he was quoting that 307 regular unleaded gas price. I can beat him on that one. Pensacola is reporting 239 at some places for regular unleaded. There's a big difference in the Northeast compared to what we're paying. So, see, there's another great reason to live in paradise. But, hey, hope you're having a great day today.
Yes.
I know the weather's a major issue, and you're all over that one.
Yeah, traffic and weather, it's not looking bad right now, but some of the traveling can be, but the weather is really going to kick in tomorrow. But first, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on at this time. Maybe a little bit earlier would have been a different story, but we just have some backups on I-10 traveling past the I-110 North Ramp. Let's see. Also on Highway 90, traveling westbound, passing over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, though, we're sitting at 72 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, your Thanksgiving Thursday, high of 75, low of 49. So quite a wide range there temperature-wise. But we've got about a 30% chance of rain early, and that will gradually decrease throughout the day to about 20%. As for the wind, we do have some miles per hour picking up throughout the day. Early, it's going to be about 11 miles per hour, and then as we get into the evening, it'll drop down to like 8. But throughout the night, it'll ramp back up, so it'll be a windy Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that to the listeners' forefront because of them putting up a lot of those inflatables in yards.
Yeah, tis
like,
the season.
Should they drop the inflatables tonight? Before they go to bed, because it might be a very rainy or windy situation in the morning when they wake up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I'll put it to you this way, I guess. If you are going to be concerned about any day that could cause a ruckus with your inflatables, Thursday is going to be the day.
Yeah, I lost Big Santa out in the front yard today.
He flew away.
What happened? I guess the years of use kind of went in there. He was all deflated. So I went and got a new. I got a camo military Santa. This thing is great. So anyway, I can't wait to put it up, but I kind of regressed by saying that. I was talking to my neighbors. They were putting up these little bulbs and all in their trees. I said, you know, we got some wind coming. You might want to hold. So camouflage Santa's not going to go up in my front yard probably till Friday.
Yeah, you'll see him Black Friday.
Yeah, you got it, because I'm not going to go chasing that sucker down the street. And we've done that one before.
Absolutely.
Austin, many across the country are celebrating, of course, the big Thanksgiving Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But what is the price tag for holiday dinners? Well, Madison Allworth has an idea for you. She's in a home in a kitchen, by the way, up in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, and has this to share.
The price this year, it's going to be about $58 to feed your family for Thanksgiving. That is down from last year, but it's up over the last 5 years. Thanksgiving, you got to have turkey. So year over year, you're paying less. Your bird is down 6% in cost. But over the last 5 years, since 2019, the cost is up 23%. One of the worst offenders on the table, and also another staple, stuffing. That is up year over year 8%. And since 2019, the cost is up 52%.
Wow.
I'm gonna differ with her a little bit.
How's that?
Because we have a story coming up. And in fact, I wrote this story. Go up to the News Radio 92.3 website. You'll read the story, or it's on your app, basically saying that, you know, turkey might be in the front and center on that Thanksgiving table, but it is the side dishes that get the most attention. Mm. I'll explain. You can read about it, but we'll have the story coming up a little bit later on News Radio 92.3.
Speaking of what's coming up later, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, First Lady Casey DeSantis leading an effort to ensure that every kid has a magical holiday season. We got details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." "Do you?" They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, I need you to replace that." "Should you?" "The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that?" Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 723-9158.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, rock steady. Why don't you do that for me? All right. Austin Price, spinning those tunes. I'm Chris Bryan. Hope you're having a great pre-Thanksgiving Eve tonight. It's going to be a very interesting day for tomorrow. The U.S. Air Force, by the way, is saying unidentified drones have been spotted over four U.S. military bases across England last week. If you remember, let me kind of wind the clock back with you. This is about a month ago. They've spotted these drones over military bases here in the States.
Right.
So now they kind of expanded it across the pond. Stephanie Bennett has more from London.
A senior British official confirmed to Fox that the UK has deployed about 60 troops, including counter-drone specialists, to help determine who is behind this and to help defend the air bases. Military officials say they are alarmed at what appears to be a coordinated effort to test security. Here's Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder.
It would be, premature to draw any conclusions. We've got to see what these are. I mean, it's entirely possible that it could be hobbyists or something else.
U.S. officials say the drones have so far not impacted base residents or U.S. assets. In London, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
All righty, 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Just I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 72 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Your Thanksgiving Thursday is going to be kind of rainy, 20 to 30% chance of showers throughout the day. High of 75, low of 49. And as for the wind, if you got some of those holiday inflatables out there, most of the day is going to be 10 to 12 mile per hour winds. It'll die down a little bit midday, but then it will ramp back up. So be on the lookout for that if you are concerned about those.
Or you'll be on the lookout for your inflatables down the street.
Yes. if you don't see them in your yard, exactly. You got a problem.
Okay, Ice Flyers returning home tonight against Huntsville. That puck will drop 7:05 in the basin. It seems like a long time since they've been playing. They've been on the road for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, nice to have the Flyers back here. Okay, I think somebody's trying to get a grip on this whole subject about bathroom use. I can't believe we're talking about that in 2024. Ohio's governor has signed a new bill limiting bathroom use by transgender students. Well, you know where it's been a problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tanya J. Powers has an explanation for us.
Under the bill signed by Republican Governor Mike DeWine, transgender students from kindergarten through college will be banned from using multi-person bathrooms that fit their gender identities. The Republican-backed Protect All Students Act requires public and private schools, colleges, and universities to designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for students based on their gender assigned at or near birth. The law does not contain enforcement provisions. Critics of the law included Democrats, teachers' unions, and civil rights groups, which had hoped for a veto after DeWine's objections last year to a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And as you said, Chris, we're hearing about this sort of stuff everywhere. We're hearing it with students, athletes, student athletes, and we've even heard it in politics recently with that Sarah McBride. So, yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah, listen, if you're a recycling person in the city of Pensacola, you want to listen to this one. Residents wanting to drop off recycling materials facing a holiday closure deadline you need to know about. The monitored recycling drop-off site over on Palafox Street will close Saturday, this coming Saturday, and we'll reopen on Saturday, December 7th. You got a week without recycling those materials, so plan accordingly.
And hinted at this before the break, First Lady Casey DeSantis is leading an effort to ensure every kid has a magical holiday season. That's what she said yesterday while launching the Hope for the Holidays toy drive. It's meant to benefit foster families and Hope Florida participants and Florida families in need of donations. They will be accepted until December 13th. You can buy new and unwrapped toys and have them sent to Hope Florida, where they will be distributed to nonprofits and families. You can find out more at myflfamilies.com. DeSantis says every child should get to experience the joy of opening a present on Christmas Day.
Okay, 4:37, we're going to be doing a special interview with Kevin King. He's the operations director at ADX Communications, which oversees the programming of Christmas 94.5 in Pensacola. We're going to talk about free Christmas music on the radio.
Yeah.
Going to be a nice little chat there, and we'll talk about the advantages of supporting local radio compared to the satellite distribution companies.
Well, and 94.5 actually has a distinction because when it comes to at least stations that you get around here, they actually get an earlier start on the Christmas craze than others.
I think they got, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you know better, probably so. Didn't they start programming a day after Thanksgiving? I mean, Halloween? November 1st, something like that.
It may have been started in November. That sounds about right.
I was listening today, man. I heard some. One thing I like about that station are the classics they play.
They play, the traditional Christmas music that you grew up with.
They actually knocked me off my socks. I was stopped at a red light. I was just listening to this old Beach Boys song, man. I had not heard in years. Anyway.
Little Saint Nick?
That's what it was.
I love that song.
It surely was. But, I mean, they just play a lot. And they have these great drops between the music.
Right.
They kind of lighten up the mood. And anyway, we're talking about Pensacola Christmas 94.5. Kevin King, Operations Director, ADX Communications.
Also,
just to join us at 4:37.
Yeah, right after this Fox News break. And also, right before next hour's Fox News break, right at before 5:30, we will be giving away one last pair of tickets to Florida State, Florida. Just wanted to put that plug in there if you are so inclined. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Kevin King coming up.
I'm Deborah Valentine. At least a dozen Trump-appointed cabinet nominees receiving threats Tuesday night. Fox's Brian Yenis reports from Florida that EPA nominee Lee Zeldin was among them.
In a statement, Zeldin said, quote, a pipe bomb threat was targeting me and my family at my home today, was sent in with a pro-Palestinian themed message. My family and I were not home at the time and are safe.
The source of the threat is unknown. A 60-day ceasefire deal between Israel and Hezbollah has been announced by the Biden administration. AAA projecting around 79.9 million people are traveling over the Thanksgiving Day holiday, a new record. Fox's Business Network's Kelly Sabiri.
TSA plans to screen 18.3 million people throughout the country over a seven-day period this Thanksgiving. That's 6% more than the same stretch last year.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chris Iconis with Your Money Now. We've reached a closing on Wall Street, and the major stock averages closed down across the board. The Dow fell 138 points, while the S&P 500 lost 22 points. The NASDAQ closed down 115. The FCC approved a license for T-Mobile to provide supplemental coverage using Starlink satellites from SpaceX. It's the first time the FCC has ever allowed a satellite operator to provide coverage from a wireless carrier. The partnership looks to expand coverage in remote parts of the country. T-Mobile shares closed the day up 0.9%. The Commerce Department says the economy grew 2.8% in the third quarter. The report says the economic growth was driven by strong spending and export growth. It's the eighth time in the last nine quarters that the American economy has grown by more than 2%. Inflation rose slightly last month as the Commerce Department reported a 0.2% increase to a 2.3% annual inflation rate for October. The inflation numbers were in line with Dow Jones expectations ahead of the report. That's Your Money Now.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Well, the Bears are having a little bit of trouble, you know, winning football games this season. But I remember what my seventh grade English teacher told me, which is patience is a virtue. And I would say for Bears fans, just be patient. Caleb Williams is going to be great. It's just going to take a little while. Give it a minute. I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Fox News.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the latest announced ceasefire between Hezbollah, the Lebanese terrorist group on the north of Israel, and Israel. Big development. And who gets credit for it, Biden or Trump? Also spoke with Mayor D.C. Reeves and announced that there's a recycling plan coming next year, but we do know some of the details now. And spoke with former Commissioner Gene Valentino about his candidacy for Congress. You can catch all of these podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
I did really well calling the election. Since then, I wouldn't bet on me.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
My suspicion is that Matt is going to go into the Trump administration in some other capacity. As an advisor, as a lower level member of the Department of Justice.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
He could always go on TV, you know, as a commentator. But even that, I don't know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, 437. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you so much for having us on. And thanks for letting us jump in that car with you this afternoon. We appreciate the ride. Joining us this afternoon, and gosh, it wasn't an easy task. I had to
slow that car down.
I had to file paperwork and everything to get this guy in here because
of
his schedule.
That's not exactly true. I mean, you've never asked me to come on. I've been waiting.
Well, I want to officially welcome you. It's Kevin King, Operations Director of ADX Communications here in Pensacola, who happens to oversee one of the stations we're going to be talking about today.
First of all, I'm glad you're here.
Well,
you've only been here a couple of weeks, and you're doing a fantastic job. And Austin really makes you sound good.
Well, you know,
all right, that's what I was going for.
He's training me, man. He's totally training me on this thing. Well, Kevin, interesting thing. So I'm kind of perusing the different digital information sheets today, and I saw that Pensacola was very well represented with satellite radio for Christmas stations.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, wait a minute, this isn't quite right, and I wanted to bring you on because a lot of thought, and this isn't y'all's first rodeo doing this in terms of Christmas radio, but Austin and I was discussing this just a few minutes ago. Did you flip the format to Christmas on November 1st? Was it right after Halloween, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We started celebrating early. We do this, I think last year we went on Halloween Day.
Well, listen, yeah. I was sitting at a red light today, yeah. and you guys are blowing me out of the water because I like the traditional, you know, classics. Yeah. I heard some old, I mean, it was like Bing Crosby stuff.
Oh, we just put in some more stuff today, so you'll hear more stuff.
And then at the light, as it's getting ready to change, you ripped into an old Beach Boys mm-hmm. Christmas song. What was it?
Little Saint Nick.
There you go. Yeah, it was just great. So I want to kind of just discuss the fact of the matter. You don't have to have a satellite radio to get Christmas music, and it's absolutely free at 94.5.
Yeah, absolutely. The fun thing about this station is we play everything. Right. You know, I mean, with Cat Country, we play, we pepper in Christmas tunes, but it's the country genre, you know, right. and that's what people expect. But with this one, we play everything.
I mean, I've got a question about that, actually, from a texter. All right, so we've got two texters now saying, do y'all play I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas? I want to hear that one.
And I know somebody, who this is.
And somebody else said, I want to hear Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah. All right, Sarah.
His name's Jeff, actually. Yeah. And another texter, though, did drop in asking about the hippopotamus thing.
So what was the thought process in flipping the format at Christmas, this early?
Well, process early was, I don't want to play that donkey song. That was the very first.
Okay.
No, really.
Understandable.
No, the thought process is, Pensacola's playlist is usually at 94.5. That's Pensacola's playlist. We play a lot of different kind of music, mostly pop leading music.
Right.
And then we turn it Christmas on November 1st. And just to give people an option of 100% Christmas music. We do. We have extremely low commercial inventory on the radio station, and it's a blast doing it. Actually, it's fun to do.
And the way the transitions are developed, and the way you guys kind of maneuver those transitions in and out of the music and mm-hmm. to live banner and things like that, local. That's what I got to tell you. It's absolutely, you've brought it down to the level of the local Pensacolian.
Well, that's what we try to do with all our stations, CAT and News Radio and Pensacola's Playlist and ESPN Pensacola. We try to be, we serve our, we know that our mission is to serve our local community. Right. And even with our Christmas radio, that's what we're doing. You know, we champion our client partners that go on the air with us.
Right.
And we just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Now, and it's not just at 94.5, too. It's also if you have HD radio, and a lot of people have newer cars, they have HD radio, and they don't even use it.
They don't know what's there,
probably. Use it. So if you go to 98.7, you'll see other stations pop up beside of it. Just toggle mm-hmm. through there. Mm-hmm. Pensacola's playlist, which is now Christmas playlist, is on HD2.
Okay.
You can find News Radio on 3 and ESPN on 4.
Can I kind of regress a little bit here and go back a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Cat Country 98.7 wins the doggone Station of the Year award at the CMAs.
This has been a heck of a year for these stations. It really has. I mean, we're so proud that Cat Country gets the national nomination. Equally proud that News Radio got the Marconi. Now, people might not even know what the Marconi is. The Marconi is kind of like winning the movie of the year in the Oscars.
Right,
it
right.
really is. National Association of Broadcasters picks a radio station regardless of market size,
right.
regardless of market size, or regardless of format, and News Radio was it, man.
What was the best thing, the best memory that you have of this year's CMAs?
Oh, gosh. I think it was probably Brooks and Dunn and Jelly Roll singing, I Believe. That was just, there's lots of, I mean, people were boohooing. It was really just a powerful, powerful performance.
You were basically in your backyard because you're up at Tennessee. You've been up there for a while and you know all these folks.
It's funny that country broadcast, country radio and country artists and all, it's a small family.
Right.
It really is. And, once you've been in it for a minute, and I've been in it for a couple of minutes, you get to know people, and
right.
you get to know that they're just normal people who God said, okay, you get to sing in front of millions of people, you know, and they most of them don't forget that.
Kevin King, operations director.
Thanks for having me on.
Communications
94.5.
There you go.
Pensacola's playlist is Christmas playlist.
And I just wanted to kind of frame this.
Go ahead and tell Jeff. I'll put the donkey song on.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I wanted to frame this for you because we have Fox's Ashley Dvorkin. She had a chance to speak to a few of the stars at the CMAs.
Fantastic.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with stars at the CMA Awards red carpet. When it comes to the giving part of Thanksgiving, several stars shared how important it is to give back and spoke about causes close to their hearts, including the Warren Treaty.
One of the big things for us is iVet Cares. It's an initiative we're launching as a resource hub for veterans and their family. We are very excited about that because we know what it feels like. I was a homeless veteran. I served our country well and came home and made some mistakes and couldn't get out of those mistakes until I met the love of my life. So, you know, I want to share that story with the world. It means everything. I signed up in the military so that the military could give me something. End up leaving with something of my own, and that's realizing that selfless service is the number one thing, period. And to be able to give back to your fellow man is a big deal. So to be able to give back now, it just feels so darn good.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Did want to let some texters know that if you submitted a song that you wanted 94.5 to play, some of them were coworkers that were messing around, but others...
We have forwarded that request.
Yes, we have. I have forwarded all requests
to
Kevin.
The program department at 94.5, which is Kevin King.
Yes, so don't worry. Your voices have been heard. Just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Maybe some minor issues here and there on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter, but that is also very minor at this time. As for the weather, it's 72 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, rainy day, high of 75, low of 49, and it can be windy at times with winds hitting as much as 12 miles per hour. So it's going to be a rainy, windy, and perhaps inflatable, harming Thanksgiving.
There you go. That's your inflatable forecast for the afternoon. It won't be your last either, because we're going to make sure you're well and up to date on the weather situation, getting ready to move into our local area. When do they say this weather's going to be moving in?
It's going to be early Thursday.
Okay, early in the morning, right?
Yeah, and it's going to linger throughout the day, but it's just going to be there for Thanksgiving. That's it.
All right. Yeah, because Friday's stellar. I mean, at that point, chilly.
Yeah, frigid.
Chilly. Let me add that in there. Oh, what is Friday's low? 39? Something like that?
As of yesterday, it was. I'll see what it is right now. Friday's low is 38.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's getting even better, isn't it?
Yeah, for some of us, at least.
Okay, I found this to be bizarre. Did you get a chance to see the video that Kamala Harris did reacting to her loss? Well, listen, you know, we want this transition to be really nice. We want it to be joyful. We want it to be very smooth.
Right.
Listen, I don't know where they were coming from, but Kamala Harris did not offer a message of peaceful transition. Here's what she said.
In a video posted on the Democrats' official X account, Vice President Kamala Harris tells supporters to not let anybody take your power from you.
You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire.
The vice president has kept a low profile since her defeat to President-elect Trump on election night and recently vacationed in Hawaii, as her political future is still unclear. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I know she and Walz are still trying to backtrack and having to explain to those donors where over $1 billion went for that campaign. I know one in the state of Florida is really up in arms. It's John Morgan. He the big lawyer here, of course, but he donated a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money, and he wants answers. And he could probably get them. But anyway, Kamala Harris is not spreading the word of joy this holiday season.
Well, and see, that's, man, she needed to pick her words more carefully, because she tried to turn it into like an inspirational thing for the people that voted for her, but she should have known people were going to take that and run with it. So, yeah, that was just... That was rough. Also, always try to give you your stock numbers every hour. Wall Street closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 138 points to 44,722. The S&P 500 fell by 22 points to 59,98. And the NASDAQ dropped by 115 points to 1960.
447 News Radio 92.3. This is some good information. This is, you know, I love passing some really positive information along to you. Three American citizens returning home now after being detained in China for quite a while. Peter Ducey reports from the White House.
These Americans are reportedly airborne inbound to Brook Army Medical Center outside San Antonio. That is according to a report in Politico, and that tracks because that is typically where they bring Americans who have been held abroad first when they get back stateside. We have been given the statement from the National Security Council here at the White House. They say, we are pleased to announce the release of Mark Sweden, Kai Lee, and John Leung from detention in the People's Republic of China. Soon they will return and be reunited with their families for the first time in many years. Thanks to this administration's efforts and diplomacy with the PRC, all of the wrongfully detained Americans in the PRC are home.
Well, that's some very good news to have there.
You know, that's holiday news. You know what I'm saying? That just kind of sets the whole tone for the holiday. Prosperous, uplifting, you know, just really glad to hear that come out of Washington today.
Well, and speaking of some holiday stories and some holiday themes, another big one, whether it be positive or negative, is spending. Well, Americans will spend more on holiday gifts this year. That's according to a Gallup survey showing that Americans expect to spend over $1,000 this year on gifts, up from $975 that they spent last year. In 2019, they expected to spend $846. So that shows you the climb here. This year's prediction is only a slight uptick, accounting for inflation. Here's my thing. What are you people buying? I mean, I'm not paying anywhere near that.
In today's economy, one item, $1,000, there it goes.
I mean, gosh.
Have you priced things recently? Well, I mean, we do have prices that are out of control. That's why people can't buy groceries. Inflation's through the roof. And now we're going to have a new administration here trying to get it all straightened out. But right now, it's in bad shape.
Well, and I think it's a matter of people just buying multiple gifts for somebody, or they're buying something that's really expensive. Man, I'm just like a one-and-done guy right now. I'm in that phase.
We're going to get into a story coming up next hour about do not use a debit card during the holidays. Go to the credit card. I got a great story lined up for you during the 5 o'clock hour, kind of giving you an explanation why this is, in fact, in place. A lot of economists and financial gurus are saying, do not pull out that debit card, whatever you do, simply because of security issues.
Right. And, you know, speaking of security
invasion.
Isn't
that sad? That's sad we have to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely. Everything that has to do with, like, technological hoops and hurdles, whenever you're trying to go through that stuff and you're wondering, why is this so difficult? Right. It's because of stuff like that.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, though. TikTok. Perfect.
My favorite.
Perfect segue. I know you don't use TikTok, Chris. However,
I don't get near TikTok and have never.
But hypothetically, if you were going to, would you use beauty filters?
I would never go there. Period.
Well, if you are not like Chris,
no,
and you
I'm not
going
to give out my information to the communists. I'm not doing that.
If you have given information
I
to the communists,
I would never do that.
TikTok is restricting beauty filters for users under 18 after concerns from parents and teens. The social media platform said the restrictions won't apply to obvious filters like animal ears, but rather those that alter a user's features like skin, lips, or eyelashes. They're typically harder to detect. TikTok said that the move comes after a research study it commissioned from children's online safety nonprofit Internet Matters. Apparently, it reportedly found a clear distinction in the impacts of these two types of filters. Both parents and teenagers mentioned concerns about the appearance effects, including that viewers may not realize it was altered. I mean, yeah, but that's just an AI problem. That grows beyond TikTok.
Other things were altered as well. Well, that's like your identification as you're playing a 12-second video clip.
Yeah.
That's worth it in everything, man. 12 seconds of video? Heck yeah, sign me up. By the way, you folks in Beijing, spell my name correctly. There's no T on the end of it.
Yes, it's not Bryant.
Right, okay. Here's something interesting. We all know the internet. It's kind of a social media type thing transition. We all know the internet is like the wild, wild west. Would you agree with me in terms of like fact checking?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen to this. United Nations issuing a report just hours ago saying most social media influencers share information without making sure it's accurate. Duh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who lit up their clock? Where have they been for the past decade? Tanya J. Roberts has an explanation.
The study by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, found that 62% of digital content creators surveyed said they did not verify the accuracy of information before sharing it with their followers online. Nearly 6 in 10 creators used their personal experiences as a content source, and nearly 4 in 10 say their source was research or interviews with people familiar with the subject matter. It was done between August and September of this year and looked at 500 creators from 45 countries who had at least 1,000 followers. A recent Pew Research poll found that around 1 in 5 Americans get their news from social media influencers. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, at the numbers, your chance of accuracy is less than 33%. And now the other thing that they were just talking about, the numbers are not in your favor dealing with this. Especially for accuracy purposes.
Absolutely. 4:53 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a TV star's health issues taking a turn for the worse. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I'll wake you up. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is Pensacola Now. Thank you so much for letting us jump in that car with you. We do appreciate that. Now think about this. Roll the clock back about 3 years. And old Joe Biden was saying, EVs, man, that's where we're going. Everybody's going to have to put their gas cars away and blah, 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 blah. Well, right. Things are changing here. Just got a new report out. Gas-powered vehicles are seemingly a consumer's first pick over their electronic competitors, except in one state. You don't have to guess. You know what it is. Max Gordon has the latest from Los Angeles.
Electric vehicles are grabbing headlines here at the LA Auto Show, but are consumers still charged up about EVs? Recently, electric vehicles have seen softening sales, and the existing charging infrastructure remains a concern for potential buyers. Plus, President-elect Donald Trump campaigned against EV mandates and has threatened to repeal the $7,500 federal tax credit for EVs. Meanwhile, the state of California, the largest market for electric vehicles in the country, is going the opposite direction. By 2035, every new vehicle that a manufacturer sells in the state will need to be zero emission. Meanwhile, there's still a wide range of traditional internal combustion engine vehicles here at the LA Auto Show, the majority of customers still turning toward gas while they still can. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All righty, just past 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. Worst looking spot right now is going to be I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And we do have some minor backups developing on Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. As for the weather here, 72 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be rainy and a little bit windy. About 20 to 30% chances of rainfall throughout your Thanksgiving Thursday, with winds ranging anywhere from 8 to 12 miles per hour, high of 75, low of 49.
What a beautiful forecast you've given us.
Yeah, outside the rain, it's actually not that bad.
Good thing we mostly eat indoors for Thanksgiving. Got something coming up at 5:12 today. You're going to like this. Make a shelter animal's life a little happier during the holidays. My good friends over at Wolfgang of Pensacola. Jessica and Kim over there. Go to Joyce 512. We're going to tell you what they're doing that's a little bit unique in terms of taking care of our furry friends. And I think I'm all behind. Oh, these are the same folks that do the potty graw thing in like January, February downtown.
Right.
So we're going to be talking to Wolfgang 512 today on News Radio 92.3.
All right. He hinted at this before the break. TV star Wendy Williams has reportedly taken a turn for the worse in her dementia battle. The former host of the Wendy Williams Show was diagnosed with dementia last year. In recent court memos obtained by USA Today, lawyers for the 60-year-old say she has become cognitively impaired and permanently incapacitated. They're pursuing legal action against A&E Networks for a docuseries about her that was released earlier this year. They accused the network of taking advantage of her in what they call the cruelest, most obscene way possible for their own financial gain.
Yeah, I remember her doing a daytime talk show.
Yeah.
For many years. Very successful. And then she up and just said, I'm through. Right. Nobody knew at that time it was medical issues behind that decision. But, yeah, sad story on that side. City work crews now restriping sections of North Palafox Street, calling it a road diet. Here's what we know. The city is taking Palafox from four lanes down to two. Almost done with this project, by the way, with the inclusion of a seven-foot-wide bike lane in each direction between Cervantes and Yonge Street. So they're moving right along with that project. A lot of bike riders are loving it. Gives them some space on the road.
Right.
You know, instead of dodging cars.
Yes, that is true. Also, one of the top stories here nationally, or internationally rather, a ceasefire has taken effect between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. The months-long war has killed thousands, mostly in Lebanon, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he agreed to the 60-day ceasefire to give his troops a break and so they could focus on Hamas and the Iranian threat.
Okay, we're going to look at PNS, Pensacola International, in just a few minutes here, and we'll give you the latest updates on how the conditions are out there.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.